College Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A Living Book event is being held at St Paul's Church on Hills Road later. We're being invited into the Story of Us studio to share a story of a favourite mistake. The organisation behind it is Together Culture, from where Ellie Breeze joins me. She's breezed into the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Julian.
So tell me, who or what is Together Culture?
Yeah, so Together Culture, we are a community interest company. We make space to create and to become more creative.
So sort of encouraging other people to get involved in, I guess it's a form of art, isn't it? It's not art, but it's still art.
Exactly. So when we talk about creativity, we're talking about all those skills that people use in their everyday life. Everyone's creative. And creative skills such as listening and collaborating and experimenting are really important, whether you're a teacher or an accountant or a parent or an artist. So, yeah.
I guess that's where the together bit comes into things.
Exactly. We talk a lot about the fact that we're a culture organisation rather than an art organisation, because we are really trying to build a collective, like a critical mass of people. We know that we can be more than the sum of our parts together. And one of our members actually put it really well when he joined. He said that he was joining because he wanted to see a better Cambridge, environmentally, socially, culturally. And he said that moaning at the telly was not making a difference, so he decided to join.
Surprise.
Yeah, but we've all been there, right? Complaining about stuff, but actually... Yeah, when you're sick of that,
I like a good moan if at all possible. It's an interesting one because last weekend would have been the big weekend. The city council chose, basically, they haven't got the money to put it on. Previous years, when I've put to them, "What on earth are you spending all our money on this event for?" Mm-hmm. And the answer was to bring the city together. Mm-hmm. So losing the big weekend, okay, admittedly the council do need the money.
Yep.
But it's also lost something which did bring us together, because we can't all afford to go off to the folk festival or traipse out to Childerley Hall to hear Lionel Richie.
Exactly, yeah. So that is a shame. But we totally believe that we can build a whole really exciting, more vibrant Cambridge, more vibrant than it's ever been. And part of our key aim over the next 10 years is thinking about how we can create an inclusive and ecological Cambridge. So it's really, we're community designers. That's how we describe ourselves.
And is it possible to bring in old and young and town and gown in a city where people come and go with alarming regularity?
Yeah, people always talk about the patchwork that is Cambridge. And that's so much of what we do, is we're not saying, okay, we're targeting this specific group of people. It's very much, if you're interested in building a better Cambridge and you believe that you have the skills to develop your creativity, even if you don't see yourself as creative right now, and you want to meet people and have fun, then yeah, it's for you.
And the Living Book, what does that look like?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked. So we started co-designing with our community last year, and out of that co-design came four key values, our community values, and they're turn up, collaborate, experiment, and help others. And so values on a piece of paper are great, but we decided to write the Living Book, which helps you to, it's a toolkit.
Does it look like a book?
A book. It's a physical book, and each chapter
but covers different values. But not, I guess, value. The kind of one that you might pick up in Heffers.
Well, maybe in time. Not yet. but every member gets a copy, a digital copy, and we are doing printed copies on our website as well at the moment.
So that will contain, well, it's stories from those, or the stories of those
exactly,
people who
Julian.
Have contributed.
Yeah, so at the moment, it's something we've written ourselves based on the co-design work that we've done so far and everything that emerged from that. But this is the first edition, and as the community grows, this is very much not Together Culture isn't run by the three people who co-founded it. It's something that all the community will decide which direction we go in. And there'll be different editions of the Living Book that everyone gets to put their own kind of experience into. And yeah.
And you've got an event happening this afternoon at St. Paul's.
We do, yeah.
Which we mentioned. What time does that all start?
So that starts at 6 p.m. And that's the first in a series of events based around the Living Book, actually. We've got one for each value. So this evening we're turning up. We're looking at the behaviours and skills that can help us show up for ourselves and for others. And we're also going to be making butter at the same time, which is super fun.
I've done this.
Yeah.
The way I did it was like a little jar shaking up and down with the cream, which I'm not entirely sure, given that those were the days when people had full fat milk, and now we're kind of going in a semi-skim you certainly can't do it with a jar of oat milk or anything, can you?
No, I don't think so. But that is what we're going to be doing. Yeah, shaking it up.
Oh, literally, the jar. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, I like this.
Yeah,
This is good. Who says butter's not good for you? And then later, in a couple of months' time, you're doing something with Fitz as well.
Yeah, so we're going to be part of Fitz Fest, which is out on the front lawn. It's their kind of cultural creative festival they run. So we're going to be there a couple of days doing various activities. And the really exciting is we're going to be introducing our Citizen Studio. We'll have a mini Citizen Studio there.
Which is what?
The Citizen Studio is we bring people together and we ask them if in 10 years' time Cambridge were the most ecological and inclusive city in the world, what would be different? And they ideate, they use the design process to think that through. They meet each other and kind of get collaborating and experimenting. And we'll be opening our full-sized Citizen Studio in October. And we'll be doing more of that there. And the ideas that we pull out of that will eventually be incubated into initiatives and social enterprises.
Now, you are trying to raise some money. I think I've seen some £50,000, which sounds an awful lot of money. How far are you along that?
We're getting there. We're getting in progress. We're about to launch our full campaign. It's going to be at the Grafton Centre in October. We're opening. So, yeah, that's what we're aiming to.
So he's occupying one of those spare, he said politely, units
exactly,
which they have at the moment.
Yeah, we've got a great unit we've got our eye on. We can't wait to be there. But, yeah, we just need to raise a bit of money to get the physical space. And part of that will be, the creative facilities for everyone, and part of it will be creative workspace for artists and entrepreneurs as well.
If people want to get involved, either if they want to come down this afternoon or maybe they think, well, can't make it today, but I'd like to do something at some other point, where do they look?
So they should head to togetherculture.com/events, which has got the whole list of events we've got going. If they're a member of Together Culture, then some of the ticket prices are cheaper or free quite often. But if not, that's fine, and there's still tickets for everyone. So, yeah.
Oh, sounds good. Well, Ellie, thank you very much for coming in and chatting with us. And do pop back and let us know
how
the project's getting
thank
on.
Thank you.
It's Ellie Breeze from Together Culture.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.